He is not only a local business owner, you know him as the proprietor of Cindy's Kitchen, but also he is one of the main people who have been on a journey regarding the opposition to a proposed project, a power plant, 350-megawatt power plant, on the south side, basically kind of abutting his property, so to speak, in the same area, Oak Hill Way. We have Mr. Ed Byard joining us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin.
Well, you know, it seems as though there's always a new page being added in another chapter. And the latest chapter, I guess, if we wanted to call it this, is the old grab of the website. Kind of give us the details from what I understood from what our conversation is that you happened to check, or someone checked the website last week and found that it was no longer in your possession. Is that true?
Yeah, that's correct. First of all, stopthepower.org was the way that it was owned by the people of Brockton. It was contributed to the people of Brockton. It was our voice to get the word out about the proposed power plant. And so from local cities and towns would get the information to residents, to whatever. And we wouldn't stumbled across that it was owned now by Advanced Power.
And those folks who don't know, Advanced Power is the parent company, Advanced Power NA, North America, the parent company of Brockton Clean Energy. And it isn't necessarily Advanced Power here in Boston, but it's Advanced Power in the UK. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, the document that we scrolled down to the internet was that it's in Advanced Power's name in the UK.
I guess I have to ask you is, were you surprised by this? And have you heard from the folks, the residents who were opposed to this project, their thoughts on this action?
The question that everybody has is why? You know, why would Advanced Power deem that it's important for them to poach our website and bring it over to the UK?
In your opinion, and I'm asking for your opinion only, do you think that they felt that if they somehow took this down, that it would rid folks of any kind of opposition and you know, some of the stuff that you have gathered and put up there over time?
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, that's the million-dollar question, and if anybody has a chance to speak to them, I would like to ask why they think it's important that they would own stopthepower.org's website. That's the million-dollar question, is why.
Is that it? Are you done with the website, or did you do something else?
Well, what we were doing was we were having it as a redirect, and we were experiencing some issues that were unexplainable with the website. So what we did was we started another website called StopThePower.net, and anybody that went to StopThePower.org got redirected to StopThePower.net. So all the information about, you know, what's going on, real-time information on what's going on with the power plant is all on stopthepower.net. But, you know, stopthepower.org was the people's website. It's on all the signs throughout the whole city. And it's amazing that they would deem that appropriate to feel that they should, you know, own it. I don't know if the word is own, hijack, poach. I mean, that's the million-dollar question. No one really knows how they obtained it.
Have you had a chance to contact anybody over Advanced Power NA and ask them what gives?
No, I haven't yet.
I guess I would also ask you is, I myself have, you know, I own KevinTocci.com, KevinTocci.net.
Right, right.
You know, and there's, you know, redirect to better where you go. Wouldn't you get some kind of a notice? I mean, I've been getting notices forever for the past 6 months saying that, in fact, my website domain's coming up for renewal. You might want to take up a certain action. Did you get anything like that?
Well, we did. We got something that was coming up from renewal, and we renewed it. And you ask a very important question. We renewed it, and then we just, you know, that was it. We figured we renewed it. We paid the $57, and now when we went back to the service, Network Solutions, they said the renew didn't go through. So something was going behind our back that we didn't know about. So, you know, as I brought the document here today, you know, we did renew it, and we assumed that it got renewed. We were notified that it needed to be renewed. So I really don't understand how they obtained it.
How? Now, here's my question to you. Do you know when it would have expired? The other question I will ask you, was it paid through a credit card? What was the way of paying for it?
Yeah, it was paid.
And wouldn't you have gotten some kind of a receipt of confirmation?
Well, you know, there's a million things going on, you know, and it's a follow-up. We assumed that we had paid it through a credit card on February 10th, and it also said that a confirmation was going to be forwarded, but, you know, it must have lapsed us. We didn't see the confirmation. We just noticed it now.
Any chance that maybe an email address or something was hacked? Is there any chance that some kind of cyber crime was going on here?
Oh, anything could have happened here. I mean, you know, it's really I don't really know how they got it. I mean, I think that if anybody decides to call them, the question is, you know, why would they get it, and why would they think that it was their right to own something that was their opposition and brought them?
What course of action may you seek, or may the residents seek, the people seek, in regards to this latest?
Well, we got the chapter. There's a federal law that states that, you know, it is illegal. It's up on our website. It's for anybody to read what you know, how they got it. So we're going to review what we're going to do at this point.
So it's kind of up in the air at this particular time. You're basically reviewing your options. And
we want to find out from them how they obtained it. I mean, you know, and why would they obtain it? Why would they think it's important that, you know, Advanced Power should own this little small grassroots organization, the way to communicate with the residents in the local towns, that they thought that they should, you know, own it? I mean, own it or steal it or poach it. I mean, I really don't understand. It baffles me.
Is this just a more tactical warfare? Do you feel that this is an act of desperation?
I think it's an act of desperation. I think that, you know, they're suing the city, you know, they're stealing our website. I mean, what else could it be? I mean, you know, when you're desperate, you do desperate things, so it's got to be at that stage.
And let's not forget, we're closing in on a very important time as far as what the Energy Facility Siting Board
is going to come out with a final decision. Yeah. About selling them the water or not. So, you know, we're waiting to hear that any time.
And there was actually something recently where they were looking to, what, maybe put a stop to that or have some kind of...
They filed a motion to have that reheard, and that motion was denied, just to hear it again. So that was a small little win on our part. And then they also hired some Bingham and Hutchinson law firm in Boston, and they're, like, you know, harassing the city and the residents of Brockton, so... I don't know where they think they're going with this thing.
Why is it so important in your thought process? Have you sat back and said, why is it so utterly important to this, you know, this supposedly successful corporation to plant this right here in the city of Brockton?
I think that they never thought that, you know, this was Jack Units' power plant, and that Jack Units got whatever he wanted. I mean, you got to look at the history behind it. He built us a baseball park. He put the city in the baseball business. He put the city, you know, he allowed a transfer station. And now he's put up a desal water plant, that the water that we don't need. You know, you might love him or hate him, but anything he wanted, he got done. So this was just the next thing, the power plant. So he had a history of getting whatever he wanted, and he never expected this type of opposition.
Well, we're up against the 8:30 news, but just so folks know, that stopthepower.org may have fallen into enemy hands,
right.
but there is a place to go for sources.
Stopthepower.net. And we're on Facebook, and we're on Twitter, and you can see all this information, all the documents that support this.
And is there any thought to maybe getting any other web domains to kind of make sure you have it spread out?
Yeah, we're looking at it right now.
And I want to thank you, as always, for joining us.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
And by joining us here on a Wednesday, we are now coming up on 8:30, time now for your...